Let's talk about Phil Jackson today. He's a former professional basketball player, coach, executive in the National Basketball Association. A power forward, Jackson played 12 seasons in the NBA, winning NBA championships with the New York Knicks in 1970 and 1973. Jackson was the head coach of the Chicago Bulls from 1989 to 1998, during which time Chicago won 6 NBA championships. He then coached the Los Angeles Lakers from 1999 to 2004 and again from 2005 to 2011. The team won 5 championships under his leadership. Jackson's 11 NBA titles as a coach surpassed the previous record of 9 set by Red Auerbach of the Boston Celtics. He holds the NBA record for the most combined championships, winning a total of 13 as a player and a coach. Jackson is known for his use of Tex Winter's triangle offense, as well as a holistic approach to coaching that was influenced by Eastern philosophy, garnering him the nickname Zen Master. In his book, Sacred Hoops, Spiritual Lessons of a Hardwood Warrior, he speaks of the triangle offense. He writes, The basic idea, is to orchestrate the flow of movement in order to lure the defense off balance and create a myriad of openings on the floor. The system gets its name from one of the most common patterns of movement, the sideline triangle. Example, as Scottie Pippen moves the ball up court, he and 2 other players form a triangle on the right side of the floor, about 15 feet apart from each other. Steve Kerr in the corner, Luke Longley in the post, and Scotty along the sideline. Meanwhile, Michael hovers around the top of the key, and Tony Kukoc positions himself opposite Pippen on the other side of the floor. Next, Pippen passes the ball into Longley, and everybody goes into a series of complex, coordinated moves, depending on how the defense responds. The point is not to go head-to-head with the defense, but to toy with the defenders and trick them into overextending themselves. That means thinking and moving in unison as a group and becoming acutely aware at any given moment of what's happening on the floor. Executed properly, the system is virtually unstoppable because there are no set plays and defense can't predict what's going to happen next. If the defense tries to prevent one move, the players will adjust instinctively and start another series of cuts and passes that often lead to a better shot. When thinking about any ministry being effective in the realization that we come at with an understanding of the triangle offense of the Godhead, an acknowledgement of the Trinity is essential in conveying the gospel into the world. Jesus said in John 15:26, but I will send you the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth. He will come to you from the Father and will testify all about me. The Trinity is the doctrine that states there is one God, but 3 persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Scripture clearly states that there is one God, yet 3 separate persons, Matthew 28:19, Mark 12:29. Each member of the Trinity is important in any ministry. And sports ministry must acknowledge that heading into an opportunity for ministry is to recognize that the Father is sovereign and the Spirit is supervising and the Son is the Savior. Anytime we head into ministry, we are on the offense. We are not battling people, but we are doing battle against a spirit world that wants to remain in charge of the lives of those that are not in the family of God, Ephesians 6. So let us be those that rest in the triangle offense whenever we head into ministry, praying in the Spirit, leaning on the Father, and sharing the Son, and with whatever defense is thrown up against us, then move in obedience to Him and see where God takes us.